Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. It is indeed deadline day. Trade deadline in the National Football League is today, and teams are already getting busy, John Lopez.
Yeah, they are.
There was a few trades, like I believe that Tennessee and the Jets were able to consummate a trade, I believe, last night. Mm-hmm. That saw defensive lineman, if memory serves, go one way there. It was edge rusher Draymond Jones. This is to the Ravens, rather. The Titans getting the Jets' fifth-round pick. So the Ravens adding up. We were talking about them, beefing up what they were doing. But interestingly enough, we just saw something come across the wire not more than, 30 minutes ago?
Not even, yeah.
Where the Jags, they are also trying to steady themselves at, 5-3, giving themselves an opportunity to really make the playoffs, because they add to that offense, especially as Travis Hunter goes to IR. Jacoby Myers is a wide receiver that's added. And he's a solid one. He hasn't necessarily found a place where he was happy necessarily. Mm-hmm. I know that he had done some good things in New England. And really, he had looked good in Las Vegas, but he just did not want to be there, and I can't blame him. That organization and that team had not looked very good to this point this year, and I think he was there last year as well, which was, that was a rough one where he had, Aiden O'Connell, and who was the other dude? Was it Gardner Minshew? Was it them two going back and forth, mm-hmm. being bad at quarterback? He got Geno Smith, and he was like, look, it's supposed to be a little better. I think he was still agitating for a trade at that point, but then Geno looked bad to start the season. So he finally finds his way out. He'll play with Trevor Lawrence. I mean, you, John Lopez, have had a little bit of a come-to-Jesus moment on the Jags offense in general, or how they're playing.
Yeah.
What does this do for you, seeing that they add Jacoby Myers to the front?
Well, I think what it tells you is there you go. That's a division team clearly in buy mode with another weapon. I watched a lot. Don't ask me why, but I watched a lot of that Jaguars game against the Raiders on Sunday, and it seemed like as if Trevor Lawrence is on to something, that Liam Cohen and he are finding a little something with the Jags. I don't know how much confidence I have in them, but this is a team that is buying, that is 5-3. You're 3-5 in your division. You have another game against them, and they've added Jacoby Myers. So it speaks to what I was talking about in the first segment when we were sort of setting up trade deadline day. And, of course, we're always going to have your updates here, so you got to stay plugged in. But a lot of the buyers are in the AFC. And that speaks to how difficult the road is going to be, even if you do something, but especially if you stand pat or make a small peripheral type move.
Yeah, and one of the things that I also find interesting with the Jacoby Myers, this deal is the sixth trade since August 18th for James Gladstone there. They're also just going to be a lot more aggressive,
yes,
in the way that they go, which is going to be interesting for this Houston Texans team. It's going to be something that they have to think about, how they position within this division, where the first 2 years of this new era of football in Texans land with, C.J. Stroud, but more importantly with D'Amico Ryans, they were able to just kind of look around and go, the AFC South ain't going to do much. You don't have to consider them.
Mm-hmm.
The Colts look to be a team that is finally finding their groove to some degree. How much sustainable that is a question that you can ask yourself over seasons. The Jags have switched their whole MO, and this looks like it's going to be more sustainable for them. To what degree, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
but you've got at least two teams that are clearly going to apply some pressure to you, and they're going to be aggressive in the way they go about it. So I know that Nick Casario has been, aggressive in different ways. They're going to need to make sure that they're maximizing their entire organizational structure, because it seems like the other teams in your division are also going to do just that same.
And how do you respond? Do you respond? And what happens if you don't? To me, that's what really is the story here, but the Jaguars definitely thinking they can make a move here.
Well, you can't make a move as response, though, can you?
No, but I'm just saying no matter what plan you have, how effective is it going to be? And you do, whether they say it or not, and they normally don't, you are watching what these other teams are doing.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
If for no other reason than this is creating the market. These are the teams, if you are indeed mm-hmm. wanting to get involved in the trade deadline, that you would be competing against for assets or trying to figure out, you know, who has things out there. And in speaking about that, I'm interested. I'm watching the Chargers to some degree. They lost Joe Alt. He undergoing a season-ending ankle surgery. Joe Alt, their left tackle. So, I mean, that's one of those things that I don't know if you can fix necessarily, but that's a team that I watch a little bit closer because that's one of those teams that's in that logjam ahead of you.
And they have to make a move.
In the AFC. I would imagine so. If there's one to be made, again, left tackle is not one of those things that's very easy to just kind of go
right
and shore up and fix per se. But the Chargers are already a team that I look at and I go, I don't know what to make of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because
they don't know what to make of it.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have a clear idea of what you think of the Chargers? Because I came into the season thinking last year they were just really good at just doing what they needed to do on defense, and I guess to some degree they do some of that. But they're just they're solid, but I can't really point to a thing that they're great at. They're just kind of there.
Well, my opinion on the Chargers has not changed in several years now. They're impossible to figure. Just as a team and sort of the direction they're going. Now, they have a good coach, so maybe that changes things. And, they've been on a little bit of a hot streak here lately, but what does that mean? I don't know what that means because come postseason, we'll see.
Yeah, I guess we will see is ultimately where we go there as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, one more thing that I think trade deadline-wise is going to be interesting. I know that we have talked about it here, and we still don't know whether this Texans team will be aggressive. I've seen various different kind of perspectives where don't expect fireworks, which, to be fair, I don't expect like a huge move. They're not positioned in place to just have all green lights on, go make a big all-in type gamble. But if they were going to make some move at tight end, I think one of those places that people are looking at, especially with the injuries that you've had there. I think one of the things that makes this more complicated is that Tucker Kraft of the of the Green Bay Packers looks like his season is going to be done. With an Achilles injury? Was that what
I thought? He had an ACL.
ACL.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Those ones for some reason go back and forth, even though different part of the leg, but. That's a team that also, I mean, they are really well situated to try and be good. I know that they just got an odd loss this weekend to the Panthers. But that's a team that they have high aspirations in the NFC. Like they should be one of the better teams over there. That feels like that makes the market for a tight end tougher to get into if you are indeed trying to get.
Yeah, there. And you said something a second ago that I tend to agree with you, but at the same time, wouldn't put it past them. Like, what about a big swing? You know, we've been talking about we're talking with Sean and Seth about. You know, what's the most likely thing the Texans are going to do today? Whether it's make a big trade, make a peripheral type trade for picks and such, stand pat. I would lean toward the peripheral move, but let's keep in mind also, I don't know what's out there. I don't know what he has working. Sometimes it's a big surprise. But Nick Caserio is not beyond making that big swing either. I just don't know what would be out there for them. Whether I don't think it would be offensive line, maybe Evan Neal, but, you know, I don't know how big that would be. You know, running back, Achane would be probably the closest one.
Yeah, I feel like I could see Nick doing something like that, not maybe as a response for this year. Maybe it's something where we could kind of focus on next year, too. So maybe he will give up a little something higher.
Achane would be the one.
Kind of think of something next year.
Because he's an absolute game breaker, can catch the ball, and you know, proverbially, as they like to say, in space. And just go the distance. I mean,
and he will be under contract for next year.
And he's
too,
only
right?
like 26. Or
yeah,
something
he's
like
he's
that.
Relatively young. Yeah. You're right. He would still be under contract
because we don't know what the hell going on with Joe Mixon.
That is that is still a thing.
So that Joe could Mixon's be some, already that could be something up. For the future. Yeah, that could be something for the future.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's a number one running back, bona fide one at that. That you could say, hey, you leaning on that. From the 281, do you guys think Caserio should go after Breece Hall? I mean, he would give them an explosive player. That's one of those where I'm interested. I maybe you find something that, again, towards running back one for a future year. And mm-hmm. then the thing that I think gives you a little bit of solace if you do decide to make a move like that is, if they do, if he does end up moving on in free agency, is that a player that adds you a compensatory pick possibly if he gets a solid enough contract? The thing that we talked about earlier that I just keep falling back to is, I get to this kind of nihilism of, but does that matter in the way that they actually end up using him, especially if they're going, hey, Breece Hall, we want you to run right up here in this inside zone, into this middle here, into this mess where this offensive line is not necessarily created very much push here.
That's
where it gets questionable.
That's more than fair, but he can be in space as well. And the other aspect here, and you say, you know, you don't necessarily, you know, decide what you're going to do based on others, but it definitely affects, you know, how you feel about your team. You know, teams like the Colts right now, they're in a position to make that big swing. You know, the Colts are way up there. And what would it mean if, like, Trey Hendrickson has been mentioned with the Colts? That would be problematic. That would be problematic. Also, you know, the Chiefs, talk about Devon Achane.
There you go. He went to your school, didn't he?
He's Giggum. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
If he ends up with the Chiefs, I swear, he's got Chief written all over him too. He's got
ooh, and Pacheco just got hurt. Not to say that would be the reason why they, but they are good for just bringing in a player. And you go, how did we let this happen?
He's got Chief written all over him, and it drives me nuts.
Actually, you were talking about, like, with Schefter having the latest moves.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't have, like, kind of the guys that you anticipate maybe moving. I know Evan Neal's on the block is one of those guys that we were talking about.
Yeah.
And Njoku's been one of those guys that's been out there. Is there a player that you go, definitely don't want to see that player go to a particular place? Is that Trey Hendrickson to the Colts?
Trey Hendrickson to the Colts would be it. That is one that has been mentioned a lot. I think obviously you still have to play them twice, and they've got a big lead on you. That's one where I would be like, oh, that definitely affects the Texans directly.
Yeah. He might be. I mean, definitely he has a chance of being on the move just because mm-hmm. of his, you know, contract dispute with the Bengals. They mm-hmm. were barely able to get him under contract for this year. He's still heading into a free agent season. I imagine he wants to get far, far away from that building, but not just because of the organizational structure. Because in that locker room, it doesn't seem like it seems mm-hmm. like there's factions, ladies and gentlemen. That offense is mad. Capital M, capital A, capital D, mad. They lost this weekend in comeback. Well, lost comeback fashion. Yeah, they lost in comeback fashion.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying.
Yes.
They had a team walk them down is what happened. And
they came back and got the lead. 42-41.
Yeah.
And then
that lead right back.
Oh, my gosh.
And that team was the Chicago Bears, baby. Like, I understand Ben Johnson there, but, hey, man, it doesn't feel like it should be like this, I imagine.
Yeah.
I know who definitely does not believe that it should be like that. It is Chase Brown, their star running back. Mm-hmm. Jamar Chase has had similar sentiments as well, where he's like, hey, the defense should show up. This was Chase Brown talking about, the end of this game. I don't remember what the question was specifically, but you'll hear what Chase Brown had to say. And he's not pointing at the offense. Let me say that.
We just got to play complimentary football. Like, we put the ball in the end zone and go up a point at the end, finish the game. Like, just end it. Like, that's it. Like, that's what we need to do. Just end the game. Like, make them get us the ball back. Let us go to 22 victory and let's end the game. That's how I feel. You know, but we've taken steps forward. So offensively, so that's good. Like, you know, we're trying to control what we can control, and we're going to keep doing what we can do. And, you know, Flacco fought like a warrior today with, you know, the way his shoulder was. Like, you know, things aren't going to be perfect, but, you know, we made things work on our end, and, you know, we made mistakes. We learned from them, but we just kept on fighting. And at the end of the day, like, you got to go to the very end.
I don't think I've ever seen an entire offensive, we ain't lose, y'all lost.
Yes.
That is crazy.
Oh, my
God. I'm not even mad at that, to be honest.
No, the defense is going to be mad. And
I know that's something you probably shouldn't say.
Yeah.
But I'm not even mad at
is
that
he
comment.
Wrong?
He is not. No. I would like to give you some stats, friend. Joe Flacco threw for 470 yards. Yes, he had two interceptions, but he had four touchdowns.
Most in his career.
Yes. Think about that. That's Joe Flacco.
And on top of that, since the Bengals traded for Joe Flacco, they have literally been the most efficient offense in all of football. Mm-hmm. They gave up 47 points to the Chicago Bleeping Bears.
Dude. And Joe Flacco, this guy is just amazing. Like, just truly, truly amazing what he does in the off. I mean, there might be some hands thrown in that locker room, but the defense will probably miss.
Goodness gracious. Good God. Yeah, Geno Stone was not very – I don't think he was speaking specifically to that comment, but, you know, he felt like his comments were a little woe is me. Like, you know, they have a hard job out there. Yeah, it's not good out there. And I see you, Texter. I don't think you're wrong in bringing this up. Imagine what the defense of the Texans wants to say about the offense. I know that I sound like I'm kind of giggling or something. I always have a concern. And, you know, the team that I actually bring up is the 2017, I believe, Jaguars, where that really broke down their team, the defense feeling like they had to carry the offense around. Yeah. I always am very watchful for, does that ever take over at any point with the team?
I think they are saying it. It's human nature. It's just not public.
I think the quiet moments. I think that the difference is with that Jags team, you have Blake Bortles, who I don't know if anybody was looking at him as like the franchise quarterback or anything. So you probably won't have that as much. You might have fingers pointing towards the offensive coordinator.
Look, it's human nature, especially after this last game. You can't tell me those guys didn't go, you know, whatever, had a restaurant, bar, back to their house to chill. And the defenders weren't going, man, look, what are these guys doing? The only thing is,
I don't know if they're going to be pointing at
the
players at the offense.
Yeah.
I think they probably going to be pointing more at the system.
Yes.
Like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, and I think that it's probably still within, like, normal amounts. Like, have y'all – actually, I think you went to a checkup rate recently, John Lopez. You know how they do your tests, and they're like, all right, so your cholesterol was in within a normal range here. Yeah. Might be a little high, but it's within normal range. I feel like that's – what the if discord, for lack of a better term, is with this Texas team. I imagine they're still in a normal range here. Because, I mean, this team, I will say.
I don't know.
You don't think they're in a normal range here. You think the animosity cholesterol number is a little high?
I mean, it's human nature. I would be doing it.
Do they need to lay off the proverbial salt here?
I wouldn't go public and say these guys stink. What is Nick Caley thinking? But when I'm with my boys, if it was just us three sitting around and we were on the defense, we'd be talking about that.
Now, would you be talking about the players on the defense? Like,
I don't think so.
Or is it more, man, what's up with this coaching staff, man?
I think that's where I would be, because
I think Jacksonville, they might have been looking at, man, Blake Bortles, man.
Yeah, well, it was Blake Bortles, and then I think the thing that really broke them is when they brought Blake Bortles back on that fifth year option. They were like, all right,
they ran it back with
I get you had to do this. You had him on that four. You ain't had to bring him back.
Yeah, they ran it back with him.
Oh, so you just you think I'm going to do that again? You think I'm going to carry you again? Hell no.
I don't think the players looking at C.J. Stroud as that.
And then very soon thereafter, Jalen Ramsey was a Los Angeles Ram.
Yes, he was.
I am out of here. So there you go. Football Talk, mind you, on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. Streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus, it's the return of Landman. From Taylor Sheridan, the co-creator of Yellowstone, Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, baby! Featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. That's Landman, the new season streaming November 16th, only on Paramount+. All right, that's around the NFL here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, should we be worried a little bit more than it seems like we are right now about one C.J. Stroud? Let's talk about that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.